month of, am I on? The month of September. Okay, I can hear my voice. The month of September begins a new church year for us. So it is appropriate that during this time each year we review our mission and vision statement. Why do we exist? First Chinese Baptist Church, Los Angeles, exists to carry out the Great Commission to make disciples. Who are we to become? FCBC will be a community of reproducing disciples who have the following two characteristics. Number one, obey God's word, not only have knowledge, but obey God's word to actively love the Lord and our neighbors. Seek the lost through local evangelism, church planting, and global missions, meaning that we are intentional. We are not sitting here waiting for non-Christians to come. We are to go out there to look for the lost, for His kingdom's cause. As we look at this statement, if we were to summarize the entire statement into two words, the two words I can think of are make disciples. We can look at disciple making as a relationship between a leader, teacher, and a believer or follower. An important goal of disciple is to lead a believer to acknowledge Jesus as Lord. But if we only have followers without leaders, by definition, we are not making disciples. Last Sunday evening, 50-some English-speaking adults and children attended our Asian American church plant home meeting. Praise the Lord for giving us first fruits. Two men opened their hearts to receive Jesus as their personal Savior. Praise God. Last night, in this sanctuary, the entire auditorium was jam-packed. People were sitting in the overflow room, and also in the nursery, the baby room. Some were sitting up on the choir loft. And it was just packed. To your right, this is Sharon, the Hong Kong well-known Christian, a devout Christian artist who loves the Lord, who cares about lost souls. She gave her testimony. She basically shared from her heart in tears for an hour or so. And then followed by a gospel presentation. And then at the end, I extended invitation and people came up. These individuals came up to receive Christ into their hearts as their personal Savior. After the meeting, as we collected the surveys, as we did counseling, we realized there were more than these people you see on the screen. Altogether, there were 18 individuals open their hearts to receive Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. Glory to God. God has been doing a wonderful work in our church plan. This afternoon, Sharon Tang, the same speaker, will be speaking in our four-year-old church plan in St. Gabriel Valley. And we anticipate God will continue to move to bring more people to Christ. As we look at the past a couple of years, we realize it has been consistent, continuously, unceasingly, the Lord has been giving more comfort to this church plan. As we look at these wonderful numbers, as we look at these wonderful reports, we just have to praise God for what He has been doing in our midst. However, how will these new converts be able to become disciples? They need individuals to lead and teach them. The same applies to every area of ministry at the Mother Church in Chinatown. Imagine what would happen to our Sunday school if there are no teachers. Imagine our Bible study or small groups would look like if there are only participants and no leaders. Imagine also how a department or ministry group would function where There are only opinions with no one taking responsibility for decisions. Imagine also what a family would look like if parents refuse to take leadership before their children. Without spiritual leadership, disciples cannot be produced, period. That's why we must also talk about leadership if we are serious, if we are intentional in making disciples for God's kingdom. Spiritual leadership is vital in making disciples. We are all commanded to make disciples. Each of us is to be a spiritual leader in one way or the other. For this reason, we will use the next 9 weeks to seek insights into biblical leadership. However, instead of looking at the more well-known biblical leaders, we will be examining some of the lesser-known leaders in the Bible. Here are the ones that we will cover for the next 9 weeks. We will look at leaders and their humility, leaders and their families, leaders and their initiatives. If leaders do not take initiatives, they are not really good leaders. Leaders and their discernment, leaders and their loyalty, leaders and their heart for the lost, leaders and their caring. If leaders don't care, they are not good leaders. Leaders and their spiritual investment. And as we go through this series, may we challenge you, may I challenge you to submit yourself to the leading and the teaching of the Holy Spirit. And as we begin today, in our introduction, let us first of all look at Isaiah 6 to see how we can answer two essential questions about Christian leadership. First, why does God call people to leadership? Number two, how should we respond to such a call? First, look at why does God call people to leadership? Turn back to Isaiah 6, chapter 6, verse 1. It says, King Uzziah had just passed away when God called Isaiah to leadership. Please understand that King Uzziah's death was a monumental event in the southern kingdom, Judah, which left the people without a good king. Uzziah became king at the age of 16. He loved God and served him. Because he loved his people, he had cisterns dug all across the country to make it easier for them to secure water for their needs, especially in irrigating the land. Uzziah was also a king who knew how to protect his own people. He had over 300,000 soldiers in his army equipped with body armor and other equipment. He built towers in Jerusalem and in the desert to help defend against invaders. The people in Judah felt safe under the leadership of Uzziah because the Lord gave Uzziah success against his enemies. Under his regime, people in Judah prospered materially and managed to subdue other kingdoms like the Philistines and Amorites. Under Uzziah's leadership, Israel's borders were also expanded, and new cities were built. Now, since King Solomon, had the country been so blessed and so proud, we see even a better picture. Uzziah was blessed. His country was blessed. Altogether, Uzziah reigned 52 years, and during that time, the nation saw blessings and prosperity because Uzziah sought after the Lord. However, later in his life, his pride became his downfall, and he was struck with incurable leprosy as a result. Nevertheless, the general summary of his reign is described as good. Good. He was described as good king. Because in 2 Kings 15:3 says, he, meaning Uzziah did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Now the king was no longer around. The entire nation was in need of good leaders. God foreknew that the Israelites, the people in Judah, would become spiritual weaker and weaker after the passing of King Uzziah. In time like this, God called Isaiah, as well as his contemporaries, prophets, Amos, Hosea, and Micah, to bring God's message to God's people. Why did God call them to leadership? Because it was God's desire to use them to address urgent needs that the entire country of Judah needed to hear. If we just consider the situation of our church today, we can readily see the same principle applies to our church. Our church is 61 years old, with many fine disciples and faithful servants, lay leaders, all these years. But now our need of more leaders is more evident than previous years. Here are a few examples. Church plants. The number of new converts in the Asian American church plant will continue to climb. Same for SGV church plan. But there is no way to see every single believer being discipled if no mature brothers or sister willing to step up to lead these new believers. Let me talk a little bit about our children ministry. Thank the Lord that through the Good News Club, more kids from Chinatown community have begun to attend our children programs regularly. We need to have more leaders in our children department to help the kids to become disciples of Christ. A concrete example would be our Friday evening children program, GAs and RAs. Over the last few years, because of this door that the Lord has opened for us in Castellar, we were able to teach Bible lessons in public school. It was the door opened by our Lord. Over these last few years, about 15 to 20 community kids who had no previous experience with our church children program at all, because of this opportunity, they were connected to our church and therefore they were brought by the parents to our Friday night GAs and our GAs program. Yeah, over the last few years, 15 to 20 community kids have joined our GAs, but no new leaders were added to GAs. Sunday school teachers. We're happy to see two trainees graduated today from our teachers' training program. But if we were to look at our children Sunday school department, over the last 5 years, we have as many as 25 teachers retired, but not very many new committed teachers were added to the department. The need is greater than before. We have more new helpers, but not teachers, who can commit long-term for teaching. As for adult Sunday school teachers, let me just share with you from the perspective of Chinese congregation. If you take a survey of our Chinese Sunday school teachers, you realize the majority of them are approaching retirement age. There is a particular department. Almost 70% of the teachers are very close to retirement. And yet, with our current rate in producing new teachers, we were not able to provide enough replacement when the next wave of retirement of teachers become a reality. Deacons. Over the last six years, four of our deacons retired, but we were able to ordain two new deacons. We were only able to ordain two new deacons. Each of our pastors is supposed to have at least one deacon serving alongside him, but currently we don't have any deacon focusing on the Mandarin ministry, music ministry, or SGV church plant ministry. Dear brothers and sisters, as you hear about these pressing needs, I hope you can see our church is in need of more leaders than ever before in our church history. God obviously knows our pressing needs, and that is why He is calling us to leadership. Secondly, how should we respond to such a call? Look at verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Who shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then I said, here am I, send me. Now if you remember in Isaiah 8, verse 3, we are told that Isaiah was married. And his wife was also a prophet. He could have said to the Lord, he could have said, God, here am I, send my wife. Thank God that Isaiah did not make any similar kind of excuse. Instead, he just made himself available to God for his use. As we read further in the passage, we learn that Isaiah made himself available for God, not on his own terms, but on God's terms. Let me explain why. First, please pay attention to the assignment given to Isaiah. What was the assignment? Look at the text. God said to Isaiah, Isaiah, go and tell these people, keep on listening, but do not perceive. Keep on looking, but do not understand. Render the hearts of these people insensitive, their ears dull, and their eyes dim. God is actually telling Isaiah to go and preach to a people who wouldn't respond so that their guilt would be certain. Now keep in mind, this assignment was given to Isaiah after he said to God, here am I, send me. You know, from a secular point of view, Isaiah was silly, unwise. Because he did not ask God to show him the job description and assignment before he signed the contract. Now currently our church has a vacant position in youth ministry. We have search committee. Let's suppose a candidate has applied and everything looks good, looks promising, until the day when the search committee gives him a detailed job description that says, oh, you're going to be responsible, you're responsible to teach our high schooler, this age group, but none of them, 100%, none of them will understand what you are going to teach. Because they all have severe hearing problems. What will this applicant likely think? Most likely, he will withdraw and discontinue the application process because this assignment is way too tough. That's our natural response when we are given a difficult assignment. But Isaiah did not withdraw on the basis of the difficulty. Instead, he responded to God's call to leadership on God's terms, but not his own terms. Secondly, please notice the length of his assignment. Look at the next verse, verse 11. Then I said, Lord, how long? And God answered, until cities are devastated and without inhabitants, houses are without people, and the land is utterly desolate. God is basically saying things will get worse before they can get any better. Nationwide afflictions must occur, cities must lie in ruins without any inhabitants. Houses must stand without people. The land must be left utterly desolate. In other words, the Israelites must go into captivity. Now, keep in mind, it took almost 30-some to 40 years between Isaiah 6, Isaiah's call in chapter 6, to leadership and the captivity. It took almost 30-some to 40 years between Isaiah's call to leadership and the captivity. It was a long-term commitment, brothers and sisters. Today, many Christians have problems making long-term commitments to God because we go by our terms rather than God's terms. But Isaiah has left us a godly example in responding to God's calling. He basically signed a blank check on his whole life. He didn't try to bargain with God. He did not attempt to negotiate a compromise because he went by God's terms. Dear brothers and sisters, may Isaiah's example challenge us to respond to God's call to leadership on His terms rather than our own terms. God's plan for you may be to serve as a short-term leader in a particular capacity, but if God's design for you is to commit long-term, please follow Isaiah's example to obey His call. Now, as I serve alongside our faithful old-timers, I praise God for their faithfulness, their long-term commitment. Over the years, they had many challenges. They still remain faithful until they retire. And that kind of legacy should be passed on, brothers and sisters. Sometimes, yeah, God does lead His people to serve short-term. But do not use that as an excuse, because a lot of times God is calling people like the way He called Isaiah to be there long term, for long term. God is calling His people to respond to leadership on His terms rather than our own terms. Isaiah ministered as a prophet to Judah during the reigns of several kings. As we read from chapter 6, he started off when Uzziah passed away. Then followed by the king, Jotham. He reigned for 16 years. Then followed by a wicked king, Ahaz. The Bible said he was a very, very wicked king. He burned, he worshipped idols, and he also led his people to worship different kinds of idols. He also burned his own sons in a fire as incense to idols. It's not fun to obey God's call to be a leader during that time. He should have quit. Isaiah should have quit. But as we read, we learn from Isaiah that he persevered. He persevered those, how long did Ahaz reign? He reigned for 16 years also. So those 16 years were difficult to be spokesperson for God. And yet Isaiah obeyed because he responded to God's call on God's term. You know, sometimes when we become leader in a particular ministry or something, or maybe we are leader of a Bible study group or small group or whatnot or whatever capacity, sometimes when we face, you know, challenges, if we are falsely accused, if we are misunderstood, and maybe they are gossiping around, and people were saying things that were not true and all that, we rather withdraw, we rather quit. That's natural response from a human standpoint. But may I challenge you to follow the godly example of Isaiah. We know Isaiah's example is just tremendous. We have to follow his example to respond to God's call to leadership on his terms, rather than our own terms. Thank God for Isaiah's long-term commitment. He persevered. And after the reign of Ahaz, Hezekiah became king. And as we read 2 Chronicles 32, we learn that his perseverance, Isaiah's perseverance, was not wasted. See what kind of blessing Isaiah brought to the nation. 2 Chronicles 32:20-23. King Hezekiah and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, pray about this and cry out to heaven, and the Lord sent an angel who destroyed every mighty warrior, commander and officer in the camp of the king of Assyria, so he returned in shame to his own land. The Lord fought for them. And when he had entered the temple of his God, some of his own children killed him there with the sword. God worked in a mysterious way. So the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of
I don't even know how to pronounce this. The king of Assyria, okay? And from the hand of all others, and guided them on every side. And many were bringing gifts to the Lord at Jerusalem and choice presents to Hezekiah, king of Judah, so that he was exalted in the sight of all nations thereafter. A beautiful picture. But keep in mind, Isaiah was instrumental to bring this kind of national blessing to the nation. As I close, may I show you a video clip? As you watch this, ask yourself this question: what is the moral lesson I can learn from this video with regards to leadership? Basically, it's about a young fellow who took the initiative to dance in front of a big crowd. Initially, he appeared to be a little weird in front of a big crowd. But before long, something happened. This guy in green t-shirt, he came out to emulate his movement. Then, you know, he didn't stop there. He also invited others to come out. Watch closely and see what happened next. As they continue, third person joined. Emily, the movement and everything. Then before long, more people came out to join. More and more. And more. And more. And more. And more. Maybe we could stop there. The moral lesson is rather simple. Be courageous to step up to leadership. Initially, you may be ridiculed or perhaps be classified as those who are weird, but your response to God's calling on His terms, you alone can make a difference for the future of FCBC. Dear brothers and sisters, our church is in need of more leaders than ever before. God is calling us to leadership in time like this. Many followers are waiting for new leaders to lead and disciple them. Can you make yourself available on God's terms? Many experienced leaders are approaching retirement and they are facing challenges to look for replacement. I understand sometimes because, you know, carry the title of a leader requires you to attend meetings and you have to do this or that. Sometimes you are falsely accused. Sometimes you are misunderstood, misperceived, and things like that. But may I challenge you to respond to God's call to leadership on His terms, rather than our terms, so that the future of FCBC can become brighter and brighter. More and more disciples can be made. Let us pray. Father, we pray that we would take your challenge to heart. We pray that as a result of reading and reflecting on Isaiah's example, we can follow his footsteps, be courageous enough to respond to your call to leadership on your terms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.